Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
.412-928-9370 is that number. Save it for just a little bit, because right now we talk to our friend, our man, our guy, a beat man for all seasons, Jeff Hathorn, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Jeff. How's everything?
Good morning. Happy opening day, guys.
Happy opening day. Too. Baseball is here. Have you given your official season prediction on the Pirates record as of yet?
I have. Mm-hmm. 63 wins.
63 wins. Okay, so that'd be 63-99 is your official record.
Which is sadly optimistic given what the betting number is at.
All right, I want to ask you a question, because this made for great fodder yesterday on the internet. Mueller should be the guy commended for this. He had a great thought starter. Who is, and you've covered a gazillion Pirate games. You've been in that press box. You've been in that locker room a long time. Who is the best defensive player as a Pirate you've seen since 1990?
Wow. Probably Andy Van Slyke.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I've always thought, I've never been more amazed by an all-around player than Dave Parker, just because of the arm. But I would have to say probably Van Slyke. I mean, the best arm I remember in person is Jose Guillen. I mean, that guy was insane. But, yeah, Van Slyke was pretty insane himself.
Yeah, we talked about Jack Wilson as well, but yeah, what about the idea, and Colin brings up Chico Lean and Game 7 in 92 all the time. What about the idea of having a great career completely dashed by one poor moment? The Pete Carroll theory of coaching in this instance.
I mean, there are definable moments in careers. I mean, some people in Pittsburgh, Barry Bonds' definable moment was not throwing out a runner at home. You know, regardless of any of the other stuff he did, that's the thing you remember. Yeah, it's unfortunate. That stuff happens. Chico Lean covered a lot of ground, but that was a definable moment. That was a moment that people will remember. And yeah, that happens with guys.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, beat man for all seasons. What is Mitch Keller? Is this year the defining kind of, I don't want to say moment, but the defining season for what we find out what he is all about?
Mitch Keller is hopefully a part of that future when things get better in a couple of years. He's part of that pitching staff, part of that core. And he has struggled mightily in spring training with his fastball command, of all things. You know, it's one thing if guys are struggling, they're working on a new pitch, or they're tinkering with a revision to a current pitch. He just struggled with his fastball command. They need Mitch Keller. He has great stuff. I mean, look at the end of last year. He walked like 1,000, but struck out 1,000 and didn't give up any hits in this last couple of starts. I mean, the stuff is there. It's the command that's such an issue, and they continue to work on it with him. If he can come out of this season gaining some confidence in the last month or two, I'm not worried. I think the start is going to be a struggle because he hasn't found that command. But if he can gain some confidence and get something going into next year, that's a win. That's one of those things you can watch from this team that can be a win. Because, man, it just doesn't look like it's going to be a pretty start for him.
Well, do they have legitimate concerns about some kind of Tyler Glasnow Fabergé psyche syndrome where that's why they're not putting him in either the opener today or next Thursday's home opener?
I mean, probably a little bit psychological, but he hasn't earned it. I mean, the numbers that he put in spring, I mean, he hasn't earned anything higher than a 3. And maybe you could say he hasn't earned a 3. He's probably fortunate that he's on this roster, that he's even a starter, period, and not in the minors working on his game. I mean, it was bad. Yes, he went 3 scoreless, but he walked 4 in his last outing. So, I mean, there are some issues there, and I think what they hope is as he goes through the season, he can work through some of the things they're trying to change. And, you know, it's obviously a tough thing to do on the job training, but we'll see what Keller is able to do starting, what, Sunday?
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, beat man for all seasons. All right, something from yesterday that spill over. We have to get your opinion on. We have to. Chris was thinking about this in terms of the Final Four, in terms of the Elite Eight, right? If you were a UCLA fan, if you could pull for USC to potentially play them, a rival, right? Can you root for them in the game before to set up a bracket to play them, or do you always root against them? If you're an Ohio State man, and this could even happen in the football playoffs now, the way that it's structured, okay? Mm-hmm. Can you root ever in your life for Michigan to win a game, no matter who they play, in order for it to set up a game with you?
No, I just can't. Honestly, I just can't root for them. I can't. That's just the rivalry. I actually, honestly, I respect their program. And having been to a number of games at the University of Michigan, I respect their fans and their passion. Mm-hmm. But I don't like them. And I don't ever want them to win.
Okay.
Well, I respect you, Jeff, greatly, but I still can't stand. Ohio State, I said yesterday, there could be a chess match on TV. It could be the Ohio State chess team against anyone, and I would root against Ohio State.
That's a rivalry.
One of the few people from Ohio State that I consider with any sort of fondness.
Yeah, and I mean, I loved working with Eric Hagman, but Penn State week was always very awkward because you could feel it. So I was always glad when that week was over.
Is this Gonzaga? Is this just set up where Gonzaga is just going to go through, they're going to push through, and they're going to be – and because of the way they play and the style they play and how they have great players playing it, are we just seeing something we knew was going to happen from the beginning of the brackets, that they're going to get through and win it?
Yeah, although the way Baylor played in the first half of the season, you know, before they went on that pause, you know, it was Baylor that people were talking about to be that invincible number one. And I think that it could be a great national championship game. I just don't know if Gonzaga is going to be tested coming up this weekend, but I think they will be tested in the national championship game by Baylor. And I know Houston has some good qualities to it, but I think it could be a really tight, you know, national title game.
Real quick before we let you run, Jeff, what do you make of Brian Burke's comment to Mike DeFabo in the Post-Gazette yesterday that he doesn't want to bring a knife to a gunfight in regards to adding more size and grit to this team before the deadline?
Well, I mean, I think we learned from Indiana Jones that the guy with the gun wins. So that I understand that logic. I think they would love to add, but I just don't know what they have to give and where they could fit under the cap. And I'm writing a story for tomorrow. Maybe Anthony Angelo is just what they're looking for in the trade market. And if he continues to play with the effort that he's given, maybe Angelo's a piece of what they're looking to trade for. And maybe they found that they have some answers in-house. And while they might look for someone out there, and it's not likely they're going to be able to find it, at least without giving up something that's going to be a considerable asset.
It's also that spring rite of passage, Jeff, as we let you go, to hear the front office say, well, or hear fans at least say, Well, that guy got healthy. That's just like making a trade because this man came back. It's a rite of passage.
It is.
Jeff, thank you so very much. Our beat man here for all seasons. Check out his work, 937thefan.com. You can check it all out on all our Odyssey platforms as well. Jeff, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game.
You too. The best, Jeff Hathorn. He's just out there getting it done.
That's a really interesting idea about Angelo, and you could include Gaudreau and maybe even Zahorna in that conversation as well, that all three of them may be showing that they can help fulfill some of what needs to be had on those bottom two lines. But I wonder if what Burke and Hextall are looking for is cobbling what all three of those guys do together into one. And I think that, you know, as much as I like each of those three guys, especially based on what they've done the last couple of weeks, I wonder if Burke and Hextall still don't look at them and say, yeah, but wouldn't it be great if we had one guy who did all that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. I want to see Gino and I want to see Kapanen back. I will sleep a lot easier at night when those guys get back because of the form that they had just before they got hurt. You know, that to me is, those
sure
are your Penguins.
Gets you a legit second line again.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What do we got next? Rooting for, rooting against coming up next. We get into that. Jason Mackey, top of the hour. And David Bednar, Pirates bullpen man in the 8 o'clock hour as well. That's all straight ahead. Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.